Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, it's an awkward movie.
Yeah.
It, when you go back and look at Hannah and her sisters, it's an awkward, creepy.
Not as awkward as watching The Doors with your mother.
Yeah.
No, not as awkward as watching Falling Down with your mother.
That's true. I think we've all had our tales, haven't we?
Well, that one time I watched Caligula with my mom, and that was rough.
You watched Caligula? No. Wait a minute. Jesus Christ, you were going to blow us out of the water if that was the case.
So, I hate the feeling of plastic, especially at a formal occasion.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what? You make a point. I get it.
You won't get that awkward sound of silverware on china when there's an awkward silence.
This is a clink, 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 clink.
Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Sand is not a toy.
They always pull some S like this, though.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, I hate the Toy Hall of Fame.
It might as well be here. Boogers.
Turn your mic off.
Well, no, I think he's right.
Matt Bloom weighing in on this.
Boogers.
Here the-
You can roll them up. You can eat them. You can flick them.
Pick it, lick it, stick it, flick it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Statesville, North Carolina, Linthicum Heights, Maryland, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. Well, welcome to Mammoth Cave. Ferndale in Wales, New Erection, Virginia, and Pune, India. I just read them.
Yeah.
Rob picks what I've got here.
I do. Mike, New Erection was actually named after a church. I did the research.
They erected a church?
Yes, and it was a new erection. And so this is, praise be unto him.
Thank you, listeners, friend. it's Rob got in on a call over the weekend to make us all look bad.
Wasn't to make you look bad.
Well, it does.
I don't think it does.
Yes, you do.
No, it doesn't.
I know how your brain works. You know that it might not be the primary motivation, but you know that in the end, you're going to be the good guy.
Well, no, it's representing the show.
I didn't look at any threads or anything, and I didn't hear anything, but I felt, once I was informed.
Can you give a little background for those not in the know?
There's a semi-regular Zoom call among regular listeners. And there was a invitation put out wide stream with the Zoom link. And it said, anyone who wants to pop in can pop in. And so I popped in.
How many of these have you popped in on over the past 20 months?
This is the first one.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
How many have they had?
Is that really true?
Yeah.
No, you visited before. You visited something before. I know you did.
I don't think so.
I recall you did. Because all right. You asked. You're like, can I do this? And I was like, I don't care.
Oh, no. I did a welcome thing.
Now you remember.
This was a live welcome thing.
Here we go.
For the get together. It was a live get together thing.
It wasn't a Zoom call.
This was rather spur of the moment.
Look, if you guys want the town bicycle, fine. You can have him. All right. He's here for you. He needs attention. He yearns for it. He loves it. But I don't want. Why didn't Mike and Oscar get on that? Why didn't they get on?
I have to say, in fairness, I didn't see that.
Well,
yet.
I don't need that chatter back channeling.
I don't think you're gonna get it.
I don't need that help.
You know why we don't come on? Because we don't have to.
Amen.
Don't clam up.
I don't know
now,
what that
have
means.
A little fun. You get all weird. But no, I bet you didn't clam up on Friday night. I bet when you were giving it away, giving your ass away for free on Friday night.
Showed up and said hello is all.
We only try to make ourselves special by having live events. That's what we do.
Promoted.
We try to keep it special.
Got up. I got on there. I said hi. I promoted. I made sure everyone bought fruitcakes. Promoted the talking head. And then I was out. We played
Don't we already do that 5 days a week here?
Does it hurt? A little more hurt?
I'd have to look at the numbers.
Now, we understand we're sacrificing ourselves right now because we're going to get crap for this discussion.
No, you're not.
Because it's at the front of the show.
No, it's
not. So I'm going to move on from that. But anyway, thanks
Mike
for making us look bad.
Mike and I have decided to stop giving it away.
I would give it as long as long.
We value it. We value it more.
You know what? We just don't need the attention outside of this. This is good enough for us. Rob needs something.
I need a little something.
Rob will discuss later.
I was feeling needy that night.
Yes, and later in the show, I understand why you did that.
How can
and
I feel special?
But you're also there. You know, you're that's okay. And
yeah,
I don't know. I was home all weekend too. I'm trying to think where I got sidetracked on Friday night. I don't know. I mean, it was a very, very non-eventful weekend in my house. So, I mean, we really didn't.
You were probably living your best life, you know?
But I mean, but there was nothing.
Being independent.
I think two nights in a row, we thought we might do something and we didn't.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was just home, adjust to the schedule, chill out, had a great day with my son on Saturday, which starts with what he hates.
Like?
Piano. We'll get to you. I'm sorry about that. Starts with piano, and then we were going to drive down. There's a sports car place that's, I think it's just a showroom. It's that they sell them, but they're used, but they're incredible. Like, they've got all the and my son loves to look at the sports
cars. Oh, you know
what?
They did a thing. The Farish family did a thing like that for a while in Manassas, where they had really high-line, fancy, restored, used cars.
And this is Lamborghinis.
Yeah, they had all these things. That's so cool, though.
And what's the Mercedes? No, not Maybach. But anyway, expensive cars.
Right,
I don't
Ferraris.
Know sports cars. Mm-hmm. Ferraris.
Yes.
A few Porsches. They had a
Kia.
A Shelby.
Peugeot.
A Shelby. Peugeot. Renault.
International Harvester. All
Hugo,
the great brains.
An Alfa Romeo was
and
on the
And he loves
lot.
That. And you know what? We're in there. We're not buying. The guy knows this guy, Josh.
He's there with your kid.
Was right. down there. And he knows we're not buying. The guy could not have been cooler. And I told him that if I hit the lottery...
Yes.
I'll come back and I will see him personally because it was
that's cool.
And
that's cool.
And they're just, you know, you look at those cars, and Oscar, you know more about cars than I do, but you look inside of those cars, and I seem to think that the sports cars, the real super deluxe fancy sports cars, are probably filled with the technology that we're going to see in regular cars maybe 5-6 years down the road. Would that be accurate that they.
It depends
they do
on
that?
The model. For Ferrari and Lamborghini, there is no tier down. You're not getting it on their consumer brand, right?
Right.
But a halo car like the Acura NSX, yes, you'll find it in the Highline cars, or even for a Mercedes SLR, like supercar, you'll get that. But
it trickles down.
If I'm being completely honest, this is probably going to shock people. Not at all. The Tesla, a Model Y, which is not the big dog model. It's not like a Model S Plaid.
You sure it's not the Model X?
No. The Model Y is the midsize.
And is that
SUV.
The letter Y or is it WHY?
It's letter Y.
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 Endorsed by the late Max von Sydow.
And the Model 3 have everything that future cars should have.
By the
They're
Tesla
beautiful.
Sydow. Mike.
Do you know the movie?
That's, God. No, I don't. I know that you do the voice from the movie.
What
but
are
I
you
out? Oh, is it Hannah and her sisters, maybe?
Yes.
All right.
Bingo.
Yes.
You only needed one hint for that.
That was a
Max von Sydow when he's being
movie.
Left by,
yes,
I think it's Mia Farrow, maybe? No,
Could
maybe
be.
Not. I
Could
don't know.
Be.
He's being left by Barbara Hershey.
Mm.
I don't know who he's left by. He's just, why?
I watch Hannah and her sisters with my father. It was an awkward watching with
Yeah, it's an awkward movie.
Yeah.
When you go back and look at Hannah and her sisters, it's an awkward,
I
creepy.
Not
it's
as
Woody.
Awkward as watching The Doors with your mother.
Yeah.
No, not as awkward as watching Falling Down with your mother.
That's true. I think we've all had our tales happen.
Well, that one time I watched Caligula with my mom, and that was rough.
You watched Caligula?
No.
Wait a minute. Jesus Christ, you were going to blow us out of the water if that was
so
the case.
Speak.
You win.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you win.
So we'll get to Rob and his weekend. I had a very mundane week, but a great day. And then we're driving by Florida Gulf Coast University.
Oh.
And Michael says, Daddy, is that a college? I said, yeah, that's the local college right next to us down here. That's where we, and it's growing all the time, and they get better all the time. He said, I'd like to see it. He wanted to go in and see the college. So we take a right, and we go in, and I'd never been in there.
Right.
And we ended up working our way back to the athletic fields, and the baseball team is having an inter-squad scrimmage. One of the great things about living down here in this time of year, it was a cool weekend down here, but not. You know, but baseball's fine. And we watch these guys. And by the way, you're supposed to think that when you see college kids that they look young, right? They look like babies. No, these baseball players, you know, with their full beards looked like 40-year-old men.
Yes.
As far as I was concerned. But we had a great day.
Phil Negro?
We went and got the car washed. And then we went to Bass Pro Shops. Where I told him because he got A's on his report card, he could get a little like Remington, a real Remington firearm, but no, a toy gun.
An AK-47.
An AK-47. And it was a pretty lovely little Saturday.
Awesome. That's
and
very
just
cool.
Not non-eventful at all. And then Sunday, free pass for Dad, because I had completely forgotten that the Giants game was on at 1 o'clock. And way to go, you know, Big Blue with the big victory over the Raiders. Sorry, Las Vegas. Sorry, Jolene. Sorry about that, but it was
really.
I have
a lot going for them right now.
It was kind of chill. It was
did you
a
feel
very,
great
very chill.
On Sunday because of the extra hour of sleep?
I felt it
this year.
No, because here's what happens in our house.
I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah.
So Carla decides that she's going to go and sleep with Michael on Saturday night. It's a big deal for him. So, you want mommy to sleep with you? Yeah, okay. So that for me turns it into Daddy can stay up late.
Sure.
And I act like a toddler. I stay up till like 1:30 in the morning, like Oscar schedule.
Yeah,
because I
can. Last night. Mm-hmm. Two.
Because I love it. But I'm dragging my ass on Sunday.
I feel great.
But all I did was watch football, and then we capped off the weekend. No, didn't watch any of porn or anything like that. No,
I didn't watch any porn.
What did I watch? What the hell did I watch?
Caligula with Oscar's mother.
I could get everything into my show like right in the first 5 minutes. I watched a show that I'll talk about later, a movie with Charlize Theron called Tully, and I have a pet peeve for it. But anyway,
is it about the guy that landed the plane in the Hudson River?
No, that's Sully.
Is it about Orange County Choppers and that?
No, that's Tuttle.
Okay, well, it must be something else.
These guys
again
are working me out already. It's too early on a Monday for this. I can't handle
nice
it.
Nice pull, though.
Thank you.
That was a deep cut.
So really, we wrapped up our weekend on Sunday. We watched A Christmas Story. And
Ralphie?
I bought with Ralphie.
Oh, that's great.
And I have to say, you know, there's nothing new, but the absolute cornerstone. The anchor of that movie, the comic center of that movie is Darren McGavin.
Well, the heart
not
of the
even
movie.
Close.
The heart
he
of
is
the movie.
He is the beating heart of that. You know, oh, you should see what it looks like out here.
You know what?
That is a
comic book level story. There's nothing to the story of that movie, but he gives such level to it. He has
if
so many
you,
different levels to it.
If you think about Darren McGavin, intonation.
Yeah.
With the voice. You have original intonations. That way of saying, oh, you should see what it looks like out here. That is, you'll never hear that anywhere.
No.
It was an absolute, another Darren McGavin original, The Natural, when he's when he's talking to Robert Redford. You don't know, kid. I already have.
Mm-hmm.
Just, God, what a great actor Darren McGavin was. I love Darren McGavin. He's just, and he was a, was it The Night Stalker?
Kolchak
The Night Stalker.
The horror series, which was also, I mean.
Because it had Darren McGavin, it was great.
Great. So much fun to watch. Yeah, but so many layers to that guy. Awesome.
So that's it for me. We'll get to the really good stuff because Rob had his son sort of come back and visit this weekend, and and Oscar has a follow-up on the cake saga.
Cake.
But let me offer you this for we're getting extremely excited about Thanksgiving here, and I'm sorry there are no horrible things that happened, because really it was one of those peaceful weekend. Everybody, I don't think we have that many weekends like this where it's just a flawless weekend. Mm-hmm. As you know, like a couple of weekends ago, we had a horrible weekend where mm-hmm. Carl and I got upset, and it was really like nasty with and we behaved badly. It was just horrible. But anyway, this was a peaceful at home week. This is the way they all should be. This is the way they all should be. Out of the weekend, though, was born something for our upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, where I'm going to have all of my progeny under the same roof. I can't even describe how excited I am.
How long
am
has
to
it
have,
been since they've all been under the same roof?
Oh, I can't even tell you. It's been too long. Mm-hmm. And
pre-pandemic. Yeah,
I'm going to. Both Catherine and Elizabeth and their beaux are going to be here, and Michael is excited, and I've been talking to Catherine. By the way, I think it's the show Worth that she recommends for everybody, the Michael Keaton miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
I think, or it's
yeah,
a movie.
I saw that advertised. Mm-hmm.
She says it's fantastic. This is after she was telling me about Succession. So Carla is already getting ramped up for Thanksgiving, and
I love it.
It's really probably my favorite holiday as far as just if you can get your family together, it's fun.
I'm inclined to agree because you know what? There's less panic and pressure than Christmas.
Yeah, there's not the materialism of right. Christmas that kind of taints that. And then the lead up to Christmas I like. Christmas itself and especially New Year's Eve. Do not care for New Year's Eve.
Hate it.
Never been a fan. So Carla finds something. That she goes out, and I guess she got this at the dollar store.
Yeah.
She said,
family
hey,
dollar
I've
what?
Got family dollar dinnerware. she says, Carla's constantly online.
Yeah.
And she is constantly getting ideas, and sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not. This one? I'm on the fence, but I'm all in if she wants to do it, because I think it's a little white trashy.
All right.
But at the same time, I think, and she's probably going to call me when she hears that.
Yeah.
But Carla gets very excited about the Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
She starts talking about it a month earlier. I mean, she is just like, and we're going to make this. I mean, it's the same thing we always make.
Yeah, but
and,
it's still it's great every year, though. It really is.
So the dinner plates this year are going to be slightly different. Carla has acquired these at the dollar store. We have enough of them for everybody. And here is our
oh, my God.
Why would she that do is that?
Because you put your mashed potatoes in here.
No,
you
I know.
You put your turkey
please,
in here. You put your cranberry
what
in here.
You have in front of us right now.
I'm sorry. Yes, this is audio. Yes. Thank you for reminding yes. me.
What is
it? How, I'm normally
what
the
is
one
the diameter of that? What is the diameter of that circle, first
what
of
would you with? Say? Which,
14, 15
oh, the
inches?
Oh, circle be unbroken by and by, Lord.
By and by.
It's a tray plateau. I don't know what the...
Are you sure
it
doesn't say platter?
It looks like roughly a 19-inch rim.
Yeah, and
of course it's made in China.
China.
Of course it's made in China.
But think if you will, have you ever seen Oscar, like if you go to a restaurant and you order an appetizer for sharing mm-hmm. and there is a sort of a center trough.
In your Easter bonnet.
There's a center trough where you would put your dip, and then there's six different segmented
yeah.
compartments
yeah.
around
yeah,
it.
It's like a salsa tray.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Correct that with. What?
It does look a little like a Devo hat. But yeah, I would say 19 might be high. I think it's a 16-inch diameter. And there's certainly room for plenty of food in there.
But
yeah,
why,
it's a 16, it's a, probably a 16-inch.
Why the splitter?
Well, you don't want your food
this
to touch.
This is a phenomenal dish for people that don't want their food touching.
But the magic of Thanksgiving dinner
And by the way, I would... Carla likes the fact that there was a picture on Pinterest or something like that that showed a picture of the mashed potatoes and the gravy in the center of this this wheel. And it's got little separators in it. Now, I would imagine this would be used for a tray that you would serve hors d'oeuvres on. But this is... what do you mean? It's not really
portion
control.
Yeah, if the portions are for a family of four. Because
this is,
and by the way, not mashed potatoes in the middle, Mike. Not mashed potatoes in the middle, gravy in the middle.
Well,
I don't believe Carla wants.
See, Rob immediately has improved on it. Gravy in the middle,
yeah,
for dipping,
and boar on the floor.
Okay,
boar on the floor.
This is trash.
Put the fucking gravy in the middle.
Don't say that word. It's a horrible word.
I'm sorry. What's that?
This is trashy.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad.
But it's fun. And I think the fun moves the trashy out of it.
You've got guests coming into town.
You know
town.
What that is? Oh, you've taken, got my children coming.
Yeah,
in.
But
it's
their
a,
boyfriends.
It's a gang.
We're like,
we're not having any outsiders.
You've
so it's
taken
just family.
My, you've
Come
taken
on.
One of my least
Maybe
favorite things
propose.
In the world.
He's like, I got to deal with this trashy family.
Yeah, he's going to propose different plates is what he's going to propose.
You make it sound like I'm wishing. Stop that crap.
It takes one of my least favorite things. It takes one of my least favorite things, the divided chinette, and takes it to the next level. Because now
Hold
there's
on,
six
I'm gonna,
compartments.
I'm going to wind myself
Seven.
Up for a good show.
You can throw it away when you're done. There's the upside. No dishes.
Yeah, you can throw it away.
Yeah.
You throw it away.
Yeah.
But I think it's beautiful.
I'll give the
you?
Efficiency a plus.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And how many do you have? Do you have enough so everyone gets a clean one for dessert?
Yes. No, not a clean one. No, we don't have an extra one for dessert. You're not going to have that much dessert.
I don't know. I don't know.
How many Although sides I've got to, do you have?
Well, all right. It's going to be turkey, mashed potatoes, probably the green bean casserole.
Sure, that's three.
Probably the cornbread souffle.
That's in place of stuffing, right?
Sort that's of- No, we're going to have stuffing.
Okay, cornbread and stuffing. Now you're up to five.
Five. You do need
so
a wheel.
One, two,
you
three, four, five.
You do need
four,
a wheel.
Five. One, two, three,
My
four,
God.
Five.
You have, se- you have
then
seven
mashed potatoes and then gravy.
That's seven.
And then a roll. So, well, yeah. So there you go.
The roll
so
needs its own plate.
Turkey, turkey.
You might, turkey for me.
You cut the turkey. You didn't wait for me to cut the turkey.
If you have enough sides, then there's a viability to the dish.
Hello. Hello. I don't know. It's just, we're excited. We're excited.
I just, I hate the feeling of plastic. Of a plastic, especially at a formal occasion.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what? You make a point. You make a point. I get it.
You won't get that awkward sound of silverware on china when there's an awkward silence.
This is a clink,
clink, clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink.
Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Like the silence that you have when it's mealtime. There's a, because we're classy,
yes.
We went out for steak to the, it's a very exclusive restaurant, the
yeah.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yes.
And by the way, I
Aged
think as far as
prices are up,
as far as affordable
that?
Steakhouses, the best one in my opinion. There
really?
You go. All right. If you got your Texas Roadhouse and your Longhorn, I'm sorry. Longhorn for me every single time.
What about an
More
Australian
like a real
themed.
Restaurant.
What about an Australian themed steak restaurant?
You know what? If you want to eat horse, go ahead.
The Longhorn in Manassas, I have very favorable
yep.
Memories.
I have a
from there.
I think
yeah,
they're
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
And my son had a little kid's sirloin steak that was about as delicious as any piece of meat I've had. It might have been buffalo. I don't know. It was delicious.
Do they still have the old 96er?
No, they don't have the porterhouse for two, which was the
oh.
for $50,
yeah,
which
I remember
was a
that.
Really good deal.
Sure.
Because, you know, you're getting two. Anyway, so we walk in and there's a table of like 11 or 12 senior citizens because we were eating super early. And I said to my wife, I said, did they leave? Because Carla could see him and I couldn't.
Yeah.
I said, no, the food came.
Mm. Oh, so they were all like, they went low and
silence.
Got quiet? Yeah.
Dead
exactly.
silence. Because
sure.
it's old people. And I mean, everybody's like that. Everybody's like, you get a rowdy
yeah,
group in
a
restaurant.
Great food, then everybody gets quiet.
Yeah. Eating. If you had, even yeah. if rowdy young people, you get the food to yeah. come.
Sure.
I remember there was a time up in New Jersey. I was there with my sister, and there were these obnoxious people, like this family group that was so loud,
the O'Briens.
So New York. And they were the O'Briens. And they were in the corner, and they were screaming loud. I mean, to the point where we couldn't even have a real conversation, not so obnoxious that we were going to say anything. And then suddenly it's like a light switch, and it's because the food arrived.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're in the trough.
They're in the trough. That's so disgusting.
Like that. So anyway, that's we're excited. And that's all. Nothing but puppy dog tails and candy
I
canes.
And there's no requirement that you have to fill your wheel at dinner time. I mean, you don't have to like fill it.
I think it'll be a... It'll be an offense if I'm allowing two slots for turkey.
I think that you should refer to the plate heretofore as the wheel. Come
the wheel.
Get your wheel.
The wheel Rob, meal.
White meat, dark meat, if you're so inclined.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're
white
right.
White meat section, dark meat. So here we go. All right. If you're keeping track
right.
of my plate.
Right.
White meat, turkey,
you don't know how
dark
to run
meat,
your
turkey.
Plate, Dom.
White meat, turkey, dark meat, turkey. Mashed potato, as Rob said, gravy in the center.
Gravy in the middle.
Little bit of green bean casserole. Cranberry sauce, stuffing, cornbread souffle.
What about the hot tamales? Yeah.
What about the applesauce?
Yeah. The panettone.
No, that's already been summarily rejected by my family.
Mike, if you wanted to save a slot, you could probably put the corn, the stuffing and the cranberry sauce in the same part of the wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
What about,
not.
About picking up another wheel and then you have all your hot foods on one wheel and then all your cold foods on the other?
We won't have enough cold
food. Well, like a McDLT.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your cold foods that you have at your... At your Thanksgiving, what the hell is that? Cold foods.
Oh, I don't know enough about what we serve. I was just wondering if there are cold
foods. Well, cranberry sauce would be cold.
Well, yeah, that's true, but yeah. Don't want to have a whole wheel for it.
Yeah.
Somebody
your
just
bun?
A plate of butter and cranberry sauce.
Oh, there's biscuits, too.
There you go.
Or rolls.
Rolls.
Not biscuits.
What about French bread? You got a French bread?
No, I'm not sure. I don't get that involved in it, okay. Really, to be honest with you. Yeah. As much as I like to cook, I will not. My daughter, Elizabeth, will be making the bird. And
cool.
And
she
then
did
Carla,
it. She's done
and her
it in the past,
be,
hasn't she?
Yeah, she's an artist with the turkey. But anyway, we're running short on time, so this might spill over. But I want to talk to, as much as I had a nice weekend, we noticed that Rob Spiewak coming in today was just a tad out of sorts.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Because you tell. You show it. You show it rather
right here,
obviously.
On my
you know.
Sleeve, right here.
You wear it on your sleeve. Yeah.
And it wasn't so much me, it was the missus.
You had a surprise visit from your son this weekend?
Well, it was unexpected because he called us early last week and said, I'd like to come home this weekend. I said, well, you're going to be home for Thanksgiving real soon.
Yeah.
And he said, I miss you guys. I really want to come home. And he's
did you tell
been,
him to f*** off?
I did not mention
hey,
that.
Hey, come on now. I get that.
Just like in a succession.
Ball on the floor.
Robert's out.
Robert's out.
You stay there. You stay at the University of West Virginia, and we're going to go full beast.
But he right. sounded... He
oh, I haven't watched it. Oh, something to look forward
yeah.
to tonight.
Yeah,
I haven't
watched it.
I watched it.
How is it?
Okay, good.
It is the... Adrian Brody... plays a tech billionaire so
okay.
effing
oh,
good.
Excellent.
We're gonna divert. We have a
yes.
we gotta give
Sorry.
That the credit.
Yeah.
We're on Rob with the son.
Right.
So I get the idea of coming home prior to Thanksgiving because that's when maybe the homesickness starts to kick
and
in.
And I think
right
also he's been going at remember he jumped in with both feet after nearly 2 years of virtual learning. In high school. And I think he's a little burned out because he's doing his best at school, although he's very vague on grades. This is going to be an exciting, exciting report card to get because who knows?
Oh,
so we'll
wow.
see.
Oh, well, let us know. Let
but,
us know.
But you know, That's, he's been
can't
very.
Can't you just ask him to log in and show you?
Let me just tell the story,
okay,
please.
I'm just okay. saying, vague on grades seems weird.
No.
Well, no. I mean, your parents don't know grades until the midterms and the report
oh,
card
I had
comes
a report
out.
Home all the time. It was disaster. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing Loosey Goosey today.
Lenny Bruce?
No.
So
This is not the Bonus Show.
Apologize.
Not the Bonus Show. So, and also he's been, working real hard to get, he looks like he's going to gain entrance into his fraternity before Christmas. Which is very exciting for him. It's something he's really wanted to do. But also, right. that's another responsibility that's got him just sort of fried. And
yeah, and it can mess up your academics, too.
But also, it can also help. I've heard that
right.
you know, they force study and also...
Study groups, if
yeah.
you, when you get... I'm talking about pledging.
Yeah,
pledging gets in the way. Yeah.
So he came home, and he looked sort of beat up. Of course, I didn't see him till Saturday. Because we were on the phone all day, back and forth, texting on Friday. Carrie was going to leave school as soon as she could.
Yeah, there was a big to-do. Like, there's a big movement at the Spiewak
well, what
household.
Do you mean you were on the phone? You mean as he's driving home?
Yeah, well, I mean, I said, are you... What
how did he drive? How did he get home?
Carrie drove up and got him and then drove back. And you know what? I misspoke. School is an issue today. School was not an issue on Friday because the school was on vacation last week. So she was able to leave at a certain time after she
for
got...
For her.
For her.
Got
so
it.
She got up. Left for WVU from Loudoun County at about, I think, 11 o'clock, picked him up, and was shooting to get home at about 5:30. That was what Waze said.
Yeah, and Rob's, in fairness to Rob, as much as I, you know, like to break his, you know, what, I feel like...
Spirit.
He's super excited for his kids. So when he comes to me and says, hey, Robert's coming home, can I leave early on Friday or just, you know, a normal time? And I said, of course, it's your son. Like, tell me all about it. He's pumped.
Yeah, I was pumped psyched on Friday because I'd seen him at school for the Cheese Bowl game. But other than that, you know, and even when we went up there to visit him, it wasn't like a great visit because it was.
Has Grandpa Bob offered to buy him a beater car so he can go back and forth?
No, he actually has a car, but there's no place to keep it on campus. There's no real place
to
keep
it. He's got the PT Cruiser.
No, we sold the PT Cruiser.
Oh, disregard.
He's got the amazing POS mobile.
They don't let him keep a car up there?
He could, but he'd have to pay for parking. And when he gets into the fraternity house, there is actually a place where he can store his car near
the... All right, so that's
coming. That'll be an issue.
This, it's the long haul to go get him and bring him back.
Yeah, and you know what? And 3 hours is
four.
It's three.
I went to school there. I've driven there a zillion times. It's four.
It's a little closer for us because we're in Loudoun County. We know there are different departure places.
You're not an hour closer than I was.
It is 3 hours and 10 minutes.
I'm talking about Olney, Maryland.
Yeah, he's at least 45 minutes
from
closer
from Olney, Maryland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I stand corrected. 3 hours.
Isolate that.
Thank you.
So, I don't care where you go. It's always 4 hours. Los Angeles to West Virginia, 5 hours.
It's not like I'm talking about something I don't know about.
Well, apparently it is.
No, but only you're in Maryland. He's near the
border,
the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's near the Maryland.
With allowing for some traffic and a brief stop, it's about a 6.5 hour round trip. Carrie gets
a new barber. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. All right. And so she says da da da, and here's our ETA. We're gonna get home at about 5:30 p.m. I said
yes.
Great. I'm leaving Podcast Village at about 5. I'll get home close to 6.
Yeah, you were pumped.
And I was excited. I was going to see my boy. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, amen.
And I get home, and Carrie's on the couch under a blanket. This took no time. And I said, is Robert here? And she said, yeah, he was really tired. He's asleep. I said, 15 minutes. It's been 15 minutes from when you got home to when I got home. He's already asleep. He said, he's only had like an hour of sleep in the past day. I said, well.
Why?
I guess he's been very busy with all the things up there. I don't know. And so I said, great.
Glug, 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 glug.
Right, likely. And you know what? That's how I responded. Glug, 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 glug. So wow. I said, do you think he'll be.
That is so. I don't know who's more thoughtless in that. I really don't. I mean,
I begrudge no one getting some rest. I really don't.
Right.
But if I had
said. You certainly learned how to tolerate it.
I will be home in 15 minutes. Can you stretch it that long? Half of a sitcom. Could you
just
do it?
Just say hello and a hug. Go to bed.
And then go to bed.
Take 5 seconds.
I'll give him a dare. Go to bed.
I'm with you.
Go to bed.
I'm with you 1,000% on that.
And so.
I get it.
You know what? And Carrie's watching a reality show. So I said, well, I'm going to go downstairs. See you later. And he got up at like 10 o'clock and got something to eat. But I was already asleep by then.
Yeah, because you were sad.
Yeah. And so that was that's sort of how it went. And then I did get to see him when he got up at like noon on Saturday.
Hey, you're up.
Oh, good for you.
And that's when Carrie starts to realize that we're not really the reason for coming home. What we are is a combination Postmates, Uber, and Airbnb. We're a place for him to crash.
What did he? What's the Postmates thing?
Postmates is he declared the restaurants he wanted us to have food from. Because I said earlier, I said, what would you like to eat? And he said, well, it might be.
He's being rude.
Yeah.
Well, because you're
setting
the table for him.
He's being effing rude.
Well, yeah, I guess he's only as rude as we allow him
Correct.
To be. But.
Yeah, that's
still,
crap.
It doesn't feel good.
How about waiting 15 minutes for your father, Robert?
So, anyhow.
Yeah. What about Carrie? Say, hey, your dad's slaying the dragon. Pretend you care for 15 minutes. Give
Here's
him a
dad
hug.
Here's dad slogging him from the District of Columbia where he's been working all
so
week.
So he can pay for your tuition.
Pay for your education.
So Saturday.
You want to rush something? Rush your dad.
We see
with
him.
Love and affection.
That's right. Pledge your love.
Yes.
Your dad's needy. Dad needs it. Dad needs a hug. And then you can go to sleep. And then it's just. So you weren't feeling the qualm.
No. Right? And so the next day he gets up about noon. And I see him and
sleeps from like 5:30 till noon.
Well, he got up, remember, to eat. And then he's caught up and he says, you know what? I haven't been working out. I'm going to go work out. So he goes, works out at the place where he works out. And it's called Idle E, the rec center.
Well, let's see. That would be good.
He's
I'd
there
like
for
to
like,
see that.
He's
That's
like
good.
3 hours. And then he comes
that's
home.
That's a good. Well, that's good that he's doing that.
Yeah, because he's
got really good.
He did a lot of that during the pandemic. And this was the one highlight as he comes home. He says, you know what? Remember, Dad, we went and saw the movie Knives Out? I said, yeah. He said, I'd like to watch that again. I said, so cool. So this is the one moment we had as a family. We sat down
there
on Saturday
are.
Night and we watched
there
Knives
it is.
Out. And that was good. That was good.
Okay, right? That's a moment. Okay. That's cool. That's worth it.
And then Sunday rolls around and I get up and got some stuff to do, some work stuff to do, some computer stuff to do. And he rolls around noon and I say, so what's the plan for today? And he says, I kind of want to stay one more day. And I said, all right, because it's getting kind of late. He says, yeah, I can do my classes online tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that means, you know, mom's going to have to drive you tomorrow. And that's 6 hours tomorrow. And she's got to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, I guess if that's what it has to be. So there's that overhanging.
Did she have to work?
Yes, she's at work right now. There's that sort of overhanging pall in the air. Of the fact that Carrie has allowed herself to be painted into this corner where she has
to
drive.
So she's
going to
work today and then take him down?
And then come back
tonight.
Then
drive back.
Is she sleeping right now?
I'm sure he is.
What about a greyhound?
I don't know.
They're running, right?
You know what? As far as an actual greyhound dog right now, I'd rather have a dog than a son.
No, but I mean, he's actually right.
You could get, I may have ridden a greyhound at one point.
To get Morgantown.
To get to Morgantown.
I did it from Richmond to home, absolutely. But I think sometimes Carrie would rather complain than actually have a solution. So that's where we're at right now. And she said, is there any way you could rearrange your schedule today?
You're so bummed out.
Is there any way you could rearrange your schedule today so you can get out a little early and ride up with? I said, no. I mean, I've got two deadlines to hit and the show to do, and I've got to drive into the city. And I mean, even if everything in the world moved, I still wouldn't get home until an hour.
That was a non-invite invite.
Yeah.
That was like, it was just, I know you can't do this, but I'm going to make you feel guilty because you can't.
I didn't say that.
Do you think so? Is he right about that?
He's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
anyway.
So anyway, like, hey, I'm going to do 50 push-ups. I'm going to, can you do them with me? It's like, hello, she knows you can't.
That's right. I can't do a pull-up, can't do a push-up. All I can do is
you got to work.
You know what you can do for future reference? Yeah. And who knows how long this is going to happen? What you can do is check the bus schedules. Check for just for next time, right? But if he's going to have the car, then life is going to change. I mean, it's going to be fine. Come anytime,
is
right?
Is hitchhiking legal on 81?
It really is a straight
Route 81.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Make a left, please.
Go.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice Dirk.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years. And the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Ride to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. Big Dirk energy. Hey, 15 minutes before I came into this studio, I was using the Theragun.
Mm.
That's how much I love this. This is something that everybody needs to get. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone just like me, just trying to make it through the day, tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And I was using it not only last night because I've had a little crick in my neck.
Sure.
It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy. I use this thing, and within minutes, I'm feeling better. It's fantastic. The Theragun goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You got to go to their site and check it out. And when you get it in your hand, it's so well built and put together. The Theragun app learns from your behavior, suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, plus hundreds of thousands of customers and me. I use it all the time, and you should too. Theragun for 30 days. Try it. Starting at only $199. Go to Therabody.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Therabody.com/TMOS. Remember, Therabody.com/TMOS. Try it today.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web
and
into your digital device.
There is...
It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Apparently, one of those mega buses that goes from New York to D.C., you know, for like $20.
Yeah.
There's a bus like that from WVU to the D.C., like heart of D.C. for like $30.
But it only goes from WVU to D.C. because it's for students that have flunked out.
But there is a service.
Okay, very cool.
That's good. All right, that's good to know. Maybe there's a drop-off in Virginia, too. You never know, right?
Don't they do stops occasionally? Is it comfortable enough to sleep on the bus?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let him go for it. All right, sad news, because we have to talk about this. Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival. Friday night... Crowd unexpectedly surged toward the stage. Eight people died. Victims ranged from 14 to 27. In addition, 25 people were hospitalized with injuries, and hundreds were treated at the scene. There were about 50,000 people at the show. It was supposed to be a two-day event, but obviously Saturday's activities were canceled. Authorities haven't figured out yet what caused the stampede, but some people think it could have been drug spiking. There are reports that some people in the crowd were injecting unexpected concert goers with drugs in the area where the surge passed out. So, all right, stop! God! Hello? Hello?
Hey, my name is Isaiah.
Don't ever call me again! Thank you.
He just needs a ride to Morgantown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all.
The mega bus is here.
Jesus Christ.
We like to party. We like to party. The mega bus is here.
I didn't coice. Anyway.
He's not vigorous.
Back to the story.
Yes.
So a security guard was even pricked in the neck and passed out. Had to be revived with Narcan. That probably wouldn't explain the thousands of people, though, that were surging. I mean, nobody really knows for sure what's going on.
It's like a deep dive into this story, which is absolutely tragic. The weather in Houston apparently is kind of cool, right?
Right.
And if you live in Houston, you're like, oh, I'm going to wear a sweatshirt, or I'll buy like a sweatshirt at the concert, whatever it may be. And imagine being in that mass of people. Like an HF festival, and then having like a bundle up attire where you're like, it's gonna be chilly tonight.
Everybody's all layered up.
Yeah, so your body temperature is gonna like flip a switch, and then that's how you pass out.
Yeah,
but that probably would contribute to when the surge happens.
Correct.
That you've got all the fleece and the cotton and stuff. People
Hoodies
were losing
on.
Oxygen.
Yeah, you couldn't breathe.
And down below, it was actually sealed.
It's
such an outlier, but it's so
hard.
It's
happened before. There are videos, and I've watched them, of not, I don't like to see the tragic side, but people trying to get the attention of concert staff, like cameramen, where one young lady scaled a 15-foot platform and started yelling at the cameraman, "People are dying," like pointing down to the crowd. And that guy was just locked in on the concert and like would not pay attention to her as she's yelling at the cameraman.
And on a surge like that, it doesn't mean that everybody is surging, because even just a small percentage of them causing that to happen is going to bring everyone with them.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just hard.
It's terrifying when you really
imagine
think
being
about
a parent,
it,
being like, "Well, I thought about the HFS festival days, Mike. When HFS This is the, just for nationally, everybody, this massive concert that was at RFK. They switched from your typical barrier to what they call the Iron Cross, where a cross jets out of the center of the stage with the barricade. So you can bring people in and over in case there's a surge. It would break up the surge mathematically.
Oh, so it's like a thrust stage.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. So it doesn't it doesn't have a flat edge. Right.
So they seem to have had that at this festival, but all those people still died.
God.
It's a tragedy, and obviously more will be coming out on that. Aaron Rodgers appeared on the Pat McAfee show on Friday, made it clear his decision to skip the COVID vaccine had nothing to do with politics. He said, quote, the right is going to champion me and the left is going to cancel me. I don't give an about either of them. Politics is a total sham. I'm not going to go on Fox News like I wouldn't go on CNN. The only desire I have is to empower people out there to take autonomy over their body in all forms and facets. Aaron said he's not an anti-vaxxer and explained why he personally chose not to get the shot. He said he's allergic to an ingredient in the mRNA vaccines, which are the Pfizer and Moderna. But the fact is, didn't he not tell his fellow teammates and players?
That's the problem, Aaron.
Yeah. Did you I was going to play this in the vault. Did you hear what Bradshaw said on the NFL pregame?
No, I did not. Here I didn't get a chance.
Called him out.
I'd give Aaron Rodgers some advice. It would have been nice if he'd have just come to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest.
Yeah.
Learn not to lie, because that's what you did, Aaron. You lied to everyone. I understand immunized. What you were doing was taking stuff that would keep you from getting COVID-19. You got COVID-19. Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks, that's what it is. We are a divided nation politically. We're a divided nation on the COVID-19, whether or not to take the vaccine. And unfortunately, we've got players that pretty much think only about themselves. And I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Well said.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's
ballsy.
It's tough to argue with that.
And the other
ballsy take on the part of Terry.
The
absolutely.
Other take I liked on Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson was dressed up as Aaron Rodgers, and his only comment was, remember when I was hosting Jeopardy?
That's funny. Yeah. Another production impacted by vaccine mandates, but I'm not really that worried about this one. Emilio Estevez. Yes, one of the Sheen boys.
He's alive?
Will not be returning for the second season of the Disney Plus series Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Does he play? A kindly grandfather?
Who knows? Emilio will not comply with the mandatory COVID vaccination requirement, which seems to be a standard these days on production sets. Creative differences also played a factor in his not returning. Emilio's character will now be written out. I'm so sorry to bring you that horrible
news. I hope it doesn't change the flavor of the show with Emilio's character being written out of the Mighty Ducks.
Emilio. National, this is, okay, I got a real bone to pick with the National Toy Hall of Fame. They announced the three toys that they will be inducting this year. Here they are. American Girl dolls. I guess that's a well-known popular toy.
I have three or four.
Number two, the game of Risk.
Great game.
That's a classic old game. And number three, sand. Like from a beach or a sandbox. What game are they playing
bottom
here? All right. There were nine other finalists that didn't get enough votes from the toy industry experts. Sand is not a toy.
They always pull some S like this, though.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, I hate the Toy Hall of Fame.
Might as well be here, boogers.
Turn your mic off.
No, I think he's right.
Matt Bloom weighing in on this.
Boogers.
Here were the.
You can roll them up. You can eat them. You can flick them.
Pick it, lick it, stick it, flick it.
Here are the finalists. They are. Here's a great one. Battleship.
Love it. Great game.
I need the dinger and the buzzer for this one. Okay. Battleship. Absolutely. Billiards. No.
Not a toy. No.
Idiots. Cabbage Patch Kids, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
Classic. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper. Anyone?
Yeah. Oh, it was like a thing with on a stick that when you rolled it, it would make the balls pop around. It looked almost like a little vacuum
classic.
Cleaner.
Classic. Yeah. Mahjong. No. Not a toy.
No.
Board games for adults.
It's for crazy rich Asians is what.
Masters of the Universe toys. Don't know that one, but I guess it's for. Then Pinata.
Oscar?
Well, Masters of the Universe is He-Man, Mike. You know that.
Yeah, but
I think it's He-Man, but I mean, yeah, that's fine. It's a toy.
Yeah.
Oscar the can comment on the pinata.
Pinata, now it's cultural. Now we're appropriating.
So you want the buzzer on that one?
I want the buzzer.
Yeah.
You got it. The settlers of Catan.
I don't know what the F is that.
That sounds like and a toy fire engine.
Well, that's classic.
So generic. Thank you very much. Toy Hall of Fame.
Pinata.
Anyway,
how about a pinata full of sand?
Yeah, how about a taco next time?
Yeah, taco. And now a little something something. Firefighters in Syracuse, New York, rescued a naked man on Friday morning after he was found trapped inside a wall at a local theater. Emergency crews were called by the Landmark Theater just after 7:30 a.m.
Thank you for the pronunciation, Mike.
After theater employees heard banging sounds and calls from help within the wall. The Syracuse Fire Department says firefighters drilled a hole in a wall and used a fiber optic snake camera to pinpoint the man's exact location within the wall. After using a sledgehammer to break through several layers of drywall and structural clay tile, the man was freed. He had been hiding in the attic crawl space in the theater before falling into a space within the wall of the men's bathroom. The man was taken to a local hospital. He had no visible injuries, but was likely suffering from dehydration. It remains unclear what the man was doing and why he was naked. The biggest tragedy is now he won't be able to see Chris Daughtry for free. There you go. That's it. I looked on their schedule. I did. Daughtry's coming, like November 13th or something. Fun. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun. Daughtry,
Mike, he's bringing his sand.
Yeah, Sam. Toy. Douche. Why did I say that? We'll be right back, everybody.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
I'm just talking over here, and he's going, man.
So I knew this fellow broke his mirror and had to use his twin brother to shave by.
I'm going to go full beast on you.
Vegas.
Absolutely Vegas.
They're a fastidious couple. She's fast and he's hideous.
The whole thing's been canceled.
Nobody likes a Kiwi.
It's so bad to be a square.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
WDRC. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Berry Show. I want to tell you about a wonderful, wonderful sponsor of our show called Aura. Let me tell you about them, ladies and gentlemen. The way you use internet has changed dramatically over the last decade, but sadly, security tools have mostly stayed the same. Aura provides complete digital security to help protect your online accounts, finances, and devices, and more, all in one easy-to-use app. Aura provides digital security protection to keep you safe from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or your passwords were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. Plus, Aura has experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/TMOS. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. If you are enjoying the video portion of the show, you will notice that our ambassador from Bolivia has brought out something very special that involved a thread mm-hmm. of all us boys yes. over the weekend where Oscar has made a culinary discovery that he's brought in for show and tell today.
Gentlemen,
I will not be able to enjoy it.
I don't traditionally do the grocery shopping in our household because that's my wife's duty. We all have I pay the bills. She goes grocery shopping. That's just the way we've set up our responsibilities. But this Sunday, things changed.
Shunday!
Or was it Saturday? One of the days.
Well, I believe the text was a Shunday text.
Shunday!
I went to pick up a few scripts from the pharmacy, and they said it was going to be ready in 10 minutes. I said, all right, I'll take a pass around this place. I haven't been here in a while.
Oh, and Mr. Santana, here's your Zovrax. Here's your Prozac. Please help yourself to some of these fine treats.
Yeah.
It seems the cyanide was the only thing keeping him alive.
Your extra dose of Viagra hasn't come in yet. You have to wait. So here we go.
So were you at the Social Safeway?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yep. Downtown D.C.
And I should note that the snack aisle is not what it used to be. It's much bigger. And I know.
Is it pick through? Have you noticed any diminishing supplies?
Oh, they've got everything. Everything.
Not down here at our Walmart, baby. No way.
What's missing at the Walmart now?
Oh, it's just pick through. It's horrible. It's horrible to go in there. You look at supply and demand, and just a lot of stuff is gone, Dom.
Well, maybe I'm lucky because it's a city, so they overcompensate, right? So they stack them up.
Yeah, but Mike, that doesn't get Mike his Fritos.
I walked by.
It's really amazing.
And I said, this is interesting. I've never seen this before.
What's all this then?
A Ritz cracker covered in fudge, and it's a limited edition. And it has what I would say a holiday packaging on it for those of you on camera right now.
Now, when you talk about the money that company and who makes Ritz, is it
it's the National Nabisco? Biscuit Company? Yeah,
Nabisco. Okay, so Nabisco makes Ritz. The packaging, when you showed a picture of that, very very well done, very intriguing.
It is a Christmas packaging. There are Christmas trees on the package.
For a very long time, dipped chocolate pretzels have been out there. Mm. Pony got very, very excited on our thread and said something like, that looks amazing. I said, amazing is too strong a word. And then I suggested we do a taste test and let our
Pony
thin man.
Pony was way overexcited by it.
Pony, you're going to get to try one of these
because
I know you were excited
and
about it. So
an end cap cop got my attention. For those of you ever looking for.
Love that you're using the lingo.
Yes.
Attaboy.
Yes.
An end cap cup.
No, an end cap of the aisle.
Caught. It's a display.
Yeah, it's a whole display.
An end cap caught your attention.
These were stacked up like a Christmas tree.
You know who, Mike? Now, when that happens, the Nabisco rep comes in and says, I'd like this end cap, and I'll build you a display. And the manager will say, okay, make it nice, and you can have that extra shelf space. That's how that works.
Mm.
So if somebody wants to sell...
Like a real common one is they'll like build a fireplace out of Coca-Cola. Six packs?
Yeah,
12 packs?
I've seen that, yeah.
The Coke rep builds that to get that extra space on the end cap.
So if it's nice enough and it makes the grocery store look better and more attractive, it's you
they'll
scratch your back,
they're not going to take
I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
They're not going to take the fat guy off dairy to build that. They're going to let the Coke rep do it.
Oh, okay. All right, I get it. So it's a Christmas tree.
So the Ritz man built a Christmas tree out of his boxes.
Shut up, Frankie!
And I felt that was like... Well worth the effort. I'm going to text my friends about it.
Very cool.
Right?
Yeah. Trivia question for Mike. Do you remember the celebrity spokesman for Ritz probably in the 1970s?
Burt Reynolds.
No.
Everything's best when it sits on a Ritz.
No, I think it was his catch line was good cracker.
I have no idea.
Andy Griffith used to shill for Ritz.
Good cracker.
Good
That's
cracker.
That's a good cracker, Aunt B. Yeah. Now dip it in chocolate. So it caught your eye, right?
Caught my eye. I saw the interest from the fellas. I said, well, now we got to pick it up. Mike suggested we do a taste test here on the show. My wife clearly has gotten into these because I asked her not to taste them.
Shannon, what is wrong with her?
You know the rules. Taste test. We all wait.
This is our special. You're supposed to wait for the taste test.
What happened?
I was famished. I just finished a workout.
You don't even like chocolate.
I like chocolate covering stuff.
Yeah.
But you're more of a fruit person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
sour
tangy
stuff.
Bad Shannon.
Bad Shannon.
They're delicious.
I can't take the crowd.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right.
So the whole thing with salty and chocolate is,
I
think the
potato. Come on over
Pony,
here,
are you going to roll over?
Come on over here. Wait.
Okay, now, one thing that surprises me is based on the packaging, because we hadn't opened it when we got the picture, on the package, it's half covered with chocolate. Because it looked like it had been dipped in half.
No, well, that's the whole thing.
I intimated that the whole thing was covered.
But look, it's entirely covered.
All right, I think there's potential here.
Just take these in another room. You're good.
All right.
Oh, he took three.
Okay.
Good for him.
he took three and he's gone. All right. Let's see. Have you dove in yet?
Go ahead, Rob.
It's got a good nose on it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What does it taste like?
Dry.
Oh, I love it. Man.
You know what? It's too dry. The chocolate needs to have more of a moisture basis to it because the cracker is very dry. Like when you pair a red.
Well, I mean, don't you think maybe you need a beverage with something like that?
Maybe. Let me try.
You know.
I think you're dry because these are perfect. They're buttery. They're rich. I mean, it's not fudge.
And you know what the best
it's
thing
chocolate.
About them is? They're not talking.
Yeah. Well, he disagrees, yeah, Pony. Yeah, okay. Pony is Pony, everything please. You. Are, Pony, opinion. Are you a Ritz fan? Are you? Because I got the.
Ritz fan.
You're a Ritz fan. Yeah. So this is. I love Ritz crackers because of the. They do have that buttery salty.
Not as good as Club.
You like Club crackers better?
Oh, please, Club is a WG cracker of crackers. Ritz is classy.
No.
It's great for a cocktail party.
Club is, the whole name intimates you're part of a special club.
All right, so Shannon liked them. Pony, you love them.
Oh, fantastic.
Oscar?
These are 8 out of 10, easy.
And Rob, too dry? You wouldn't purchase them?
Six. 6 out of 10.
That's a low grade.
If you're a Thin Mint fan, you already know what you're getting into. The Thin Mints is like a slutty cousin of this classy Ritz chocolate covered.
And I don't like mint. I don't like mint in a cake product or a cracker product.
Slutty
so this might
cousin?
Work.
Yeah. You're comparing apples and oranges. There's no mint. There's no mint.
I think
here.
They look pretty good. They're not as good as a. You know what they're not as good as?
What?
A Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Yes, oh, thank man. You, thank you. Hair yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Go to MichaelMarishow.com and get your fruitcake futures. We don't have time. We're going to a commercial break.
Oh,
sorry about that. Okay, but anyway.
That's sad.
Go to MichaelMarishow.com. We're running out. What is our deadline going to be for the fruitcake
we
futures?
We got to set a deadline.
We'll have it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll Tune let in. You know when your last day to buy fruitcakes are. We have to take a break. We have to come back with something else. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy your products, ladies and gentlemen. We'll
your
be right back.
Products? And speaking of fruitcakes, everybody.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma, on black walnuts alone we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Catherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Really, I do.
Clark Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard.
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Betty Davis.
This year has been a horrible year, dude. What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
I'm so pleased, star. Mike. I'm so pleased you watched The Hucksters.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. Really, really interesting. He was he aged quick, that old
yeah,
Clark Gable.
He
really did. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that Rob is obsessed with best fiends
yes.
all year round. But it's even better around the holiday season. Anytime you need a break from the holiday madness, Best Fiends is there for you. Stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline, complete with good guys, the fiends,
mm-hmm.
and the not-so-good guys, the slugs. You won't be able to put it down. It's the best puzzle game out there. And now, no Wi-Fi needed. Play it anytime, anywhere. So even if holiday travels take you over the river and through the woods, you can still fight them slugs. Where you at, Mr. Spiewak, with your game?
We are at level 4702, 4702. It's called Muncher Jail, and there's a new thing now. Sure, you're still fighting slugs. You got to kill 4 slugs, but now you have to release 8 parakeets.
8 parakeets released into the wild.
Yes, it's
those
fun.
Pesky
it's
the, slubs.
It's
slubs.
The best. It's the best game out there. You love it.
Need a metal pick-me-up? Get in on the Best Fiends bandwagon now. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to talk about just TV for a second. I know we could all go on. It's that time of year where there's just tremendous amounts of stuff out there. Lots of streaming content. I've been tearing through a lot of content.
Mike, I need 5 seconds to say this. Remember when we talked about Tom Hanks was going to probably have something coming out?
Oh, he's got a movie streaming.
Yeah, I watch it. Apple Plus, Finch.
I watch it.
So he's going to be everywhere.
We'll all have time to get it in, but this is the one I wanted to leave with because I don't know whether either or both of you have watched this program, but I got a little excited when they were bringing back Dexter on Showtime, right?
I watched it the first time around. Great show.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Jive, thy name is Dexter.
Oh,
I don't want to ruin it.
Really?
You make your own decision. I'm only one episode in.
It's called timing.
This poor man.
Sad, right? Whoa.
Is it ringing on your computer or your iPads?
It's ringing on my computer, my extra computer in here.
We should disconnect it.
I think that's a good idea after the show. Just give me a minute, won't you, please?
Airplane mode.
So the problem is that when a television program tries too hard to get to, they obviously, look, I'm not going to ruin this. When they try to go for the murder, and they have to set it up as rapidly as they can, they obviously said to themselves that in order to grab the audience they once had, that they're going to have to steamroll to the end. The original Dexter was
based on a
medical examiner.
Marvelous plot arcs in the original Dexter because they
incredible.
Had time.
Yeah.
They
slow
had time.
Roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. And I'm going to give you one spoiler. If you're a Dexter maniac and you want to see it, make your own decision on this. But I'm going to tell you that there is a cliche in Hollywood now. They use it on Dexter. That's one of a myriad of problems with the show. Just
the
not
problems
credible.
Are multifold.
They're multifold. Just but the one cliche they use that I am so tired of seeing is the plot line. You saw it in Joker. You saw it in Tully, the Charlize Theron. It's the I'm talking to a character who's actually a ghost, and the audience doesn't realize it's a ghost until towards the end. I'm so tired of that. I am just so tired. Now, Dexter doesn't surprise you with it, but it's the sister. Remember the sister, Dexter's sister, who got killed at the end? Is it his ex-wife?
In real life.
Oh, that's right, his ex-wife in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I completely forgot that.
That's why this isn't shocking me. If she's the ghost, no, she's the ghost in many ways.
I didn't even know.
He'd be ghosting.
But it's tired, man. It's tired, and it's lazy, and it's just not. And for a show that was really crafted, and had the gore and had the blood and guts and everything, but really, this is, I'd almost like you all to watch the first episode and come in here and tell me if I'm full of it, but I think it is so hack. And so just forced. And there's been a big buzz about the show coming back. And it is in my opinion, so last I'll say it, it's kind of a textbook example of why you don't refurbish something. MASH did it too much. They went too far with it. You would have thought that Dexter would be able to. I could have written a much better thing on Dexter. He has too much public interaction.
Yeah,
way too much public interaction. And immediately I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, this guy got away with, being a serial killer. He went underground.
Yeah,
well, they should put him underground. That's what they should do. But anyhow, that's
it out. I can't wait. You haven't spoiled anything. The fact that Deb is a ghost isn't crazy to me. I think that makes sense.
But they'll never let a sleeping dog lie, Mike, as long as there's money to be made.
Yeah, I know, but there's so much great stuff out there.
I know.
I mean, they came back with the morning show, the season of the morning show, which I thought was spectacular, and that's one that I recommend highly. My daughter says this show with Michael Keaton, Worth, I think that is that a show or a movie? I don't even know whether that's
a movie. Worth with Michael Keaton. I've watched it.
That's good. You like that?
She's yeah, it's a big super sad. It's based on 9/11 and the government's, you know, what was essentially the consideration for people's lives lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's and you know what? Finch is sad. Finch with Tom Hanks. If you're a dog lover, pass. You will break up into tears.
Oh,
so many ways.
Tom Hanks and dogs, I'm in.
Rob has turned completely on Tom Hanks.
Great movie.
You still watch him, though, don't you?
I do.
Don't you still? We all still watch
of course.
Our modern day
Great
Jimmy
actor.
Stewart.
But Great know this, Tom Hanks, I'm on to you. I know what you're doing.
That's
showing
good.
Up.
All right.
Oh, look, I happen to be at this wedding. Have you seen my movie that's coming out?
I don't like to torpedo a show, especially when people are excited about it. I was pretty jacked about it. And then I'm like, oh my God, please.
Do you think you would set the bar too high?
No. It would suck at any level. If it was a debut, it would be a hard press. The fact that you can't come out with something that isn't at least as credible when you have a great show
it's hard.
You know?
And a part of me. And just a quick sidebar, Mike, you should watch Finch.
Really?
You should watch it. Because it's Rob can't do it without hating the man. You should just watch it and honestly.
No, the fact that I hate him means I will watch
give
it.
Give a credible review on the movie.
I love my to cry.
Thoughts
I'm
on
Irish.
My thoughts on Dexter was it's like even though you can, you shouldn't. That show was so perfect and it closed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would they come back?
Yeah.
So that's it.
You should have left Gillen and the skipper. You should have left him on the island.
Yes. Okay. Going all the way back. Way to bring up some contemporary television. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Andy. We'll take a break.
Good cracker.
And we will come back with the wonderful
dumpster.
1930s digital dumpster. I watched an old movie that Rob recommended for me over the weekend.
It was
great. The Hucksters.
Yeah.
Really, really super dated, but super fantastic. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the people that brought you Ice Capades and Holiday on Ice comes a new ice skating spectacular starring 73-year-old Boston Bruins defenseman and NHL Hall of Famer Bobby Orr that has everybody talking.
It's Orr on Ice, butt cheeks and balls.
It's all new, and it's all nude.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
We came all the way from California just to see this show.
I cried several times.
Didn't realize how much I needed this in my life.
What was your favorite part?
These nuts.
His buttocks are sublime.
And then... The Glastonbury Citizen raves, what the hell were they thinking? My kids were there. Charlie Burney of WFSB Television said he hasn't been this entertained by a production since he started subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, an extra hour of full frontal comedy every week from TMOS. While the Jersey Says number 4, Bobby Orr on Ice, butt cheeks and balls will be a perfect 10 in your heart.
Wow. Twitch likes that joke with my kid. God, this is a strange world we live in. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone. The numbers are out, and the average home in the country has appreciated 19% in the last year. So what does that mean for you? Well, with the massive rise in home equity and the continued...
Both acceptable, Mike.
We'll Happy Monday, everybody. And the continued rise in COVID consumer spending, there has never been a better time to tap into your home's equity, to take cash out for any reason at all. You need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial right now.
When?
Now.
Okay.
There are lots of companies. You're going to have to correct that.
Okay.
There are lots of companies out there offering personal loans and lines of credit, but unless it's included in a refinance, did you know your cash out is not tax deductible?
True.
So whether you're paying off credit cards, student loans, or renovating your home, you can enjoy this increase in equity and the tax deductibility by wrapping it all into a cash out refi and take advantage of ultra low rates all at the same time. Cornerstone First guarantees to meet or beat any competitor, so don't miss out. Call Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We love Cornerstone. We know you will too. Let's open it up and see what's going on. And oh my goodness, look at that.
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Live.
He's alive. He's alive.
Very much alive.
Just
That's
visiting.
Good.
He was
very,
stopping
very
in.
Very nice. Yes, Rigdon. Rigdon. Very good.
That's his real name. Not a lot of
yes,
people
it
know
is.
That. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Thank
All
you.
All right, Mike. Do you love potatoes?
I love it. I could eat the potatoes, just the potatoes for Thanksgiving.
Mike,
be fine with me.
In New Zealand, they have just grown the world's largest potato. They've named it Doug. It weighs
Doug.
17 pounds, 2 ounces. And while that's exciting. Not as exciting as the man who's describing Doug.
I got the fork and jabbed into it and hoiked it out of the ground and holy snapping turtle teeth. What's going on here? I said to Donna, I said, no, that's a potato. And she went, no. I said, yeah, it is. Since I'm a bit of a hobbyist home brewer, I'm thinking about a special vodka.
You imagine?
That's a good idea. I like
Smart.
That. He's got his thinking
Smart.
Cap on,
mm-hmm.
trying to turn this publicity into something. And I took it out of the ground and said, no.
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 No. Have you ever dug potatoes?
No, I've never had the pleasure. You have, though, right?
Of course.
You were a farmer.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always cool. And you try to plant them on St. Patrick's Day. That's sort of the...
That's when they go into the ground?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And you plant the potato seeds?
No, they're not seeds. What you do is you actually get seed potatoes and you cut them. So when you look at a potato and it has an eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every piece.
Sometimes an old potato will have little things popping out of it.
That eye is going to be where it sprouts. So as long as you can have an eye or two on each slice of potato that goes into the ground, that's how you do it.
You and literally put potatoes just into the ground?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And every piece of potato will yield many potatoes.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. Let's call the whole thing off.
So if you put a piece, like you chop up potato, but it's got to have that little sprout
the
on
eye,
it?
Well, I don't know. Mike, I think that it's a different, if it's like a hybrid potato, it's particular. It has to be a certain kind of, like you order a bag of potatoes that are seed potatoes. I was never in on that angle of
it. What about taking a bag of Utz and then... opening a hole in the dirt and throwing some in there.
Then in the spring, chips come.
And chips come. Like Orson Welles. Peas grow there.
We know a field where potato chips are grown.
Now, do you know British actor Simon Pegg? He's a comic, too. He was in Shaun of the Dead.
He sounds familiar.
He was in Shaun of the Dead. Mike, as an impressionist, I think you'll like this. He says that at all time you have 4 Beatles in your mouth. And he talks about how to impersonate all 4 Beatles just by moving around in your mouth. And this is going viral for some reason over the weekend.
It's about how the Beatles live in your mouth in different places. So John lives at the back, Paul lives at the top, Ringo lives at the front, and George lives... It was in terms of doing Beatles impressions.
So when you want to do John, you talk like this, it's sort of up there. But
when you do Paul, it's up there like that, you know, it's sort of much more.
And then when you do George, it's sort of over here. And Ringo's right at the front like that, you see.
So that was my 4 Beatles in your mouth trick I will occasionally do.
Found it fascinating.
That's funny. That's
I love
cool.
that.
I like that.
Okay, I'm a fan. There's a little kid. He's older now, but I've seen him online a lot of times. He's a musical and mathematical genius. His name is Dylan Beato, B-E-A-T-O. And he's one of those kids that if you can hit like 15 random keys on a piano, he can tell you what keys you've hit. He's got that perfect pitch, and it's mathematical in his head. His dad asks him, how many combinations are there when you stack a normal 52-card deck of cards, right? And the answer is it's 52 factorial, which means it's 52 times 51 times 50 all the way down, which is fairly impressive that he knows how to do that. However, he knows the total number if you multiply it out. Check this out. He's not doing this by reading it. He knows this number.
80 uvagintillion, 658 vagintillion, 175 novenisillion, 170 octadecillion, 943 septendecillion, 878 sextacillion, 571 quindicillion, 660 quatuordecillion, 636 threedecillion, 856 duodecillion, 403 undecillion, 766 decillion, 975 novenillion, 289 octillion, 505 septillion, 446 tillion, 883 quintillion, 277 quadrillion, 824 trillion.
My son built a fort with blankets from his bed this weekend.
Yeah. My son couldn't wait up 15 minutes for me.
There you go. Very excited. That's an engineer in the making.
It's an amazing, it's an amazing young man.
Brilliant child.
Something
amazing
for all of us to aspire to.
Yes, amen.
Big news, Mike, in high school football. You know, when I actually... when I was calling high school football for the...
I remember.
There was something called...
The Tuscarora Red Raiders.
The Hateful Eight, Mike, they were called. No, it
the
was
Hateful
the,
Eight.
No, it was the Tuscarora Huskies. The Huskies.
Oh, the Huskies.
There was something called a mercy rule that I think if there was more of a 40-point difference, they would let the clock run out just so the game could end, right?
Late at night at American University, we had a mercy rule that was... I'm sorry. We'll let that
Do you know how
go.
Many times they invoked the mercy rule at American University, Mike?
80 uvagintillion, 658 vagintillion, 175 novenisillion.
Anyway, a high school news update here.
A high school principal has apologized for unsportsmanlike conduct of the school's football team after they beat another team 106-0. Apology accepted, said the Jets.
All right, that's awesome. This is pretty cool. Dwayne The Rock Johnson came out, and this is just common sense to me, and I'm surprised no one else has done it. He's no longer going to use any sort of gun other
Live
than a
weapons.
Rubber gun
weapons,
on his sets
yeah.
from now on. And it's a pretty bold statement.
I can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you, without an absence of clarity here, that any movie that we have moving forward with $7 Productions, any movie, any television show, or anything we do or produce, we won't use real guns at all. We're going to switch over to rubber guns, and we're going to take care of it in post. We're not going to worry about the dollars. We won't worry about what it costs. And when something like this happens, this magnitude, this heartbreaking, I think the most prudent thing and the smartest thing to do is just pause for a second and really reexamine how you're going to move forward and how we're going to work together.
I hope they follow his lead.
That's it.
Right?
There you are. Mm-hmm. Is it that complicated?
It's not.
All right.
And it goes back. Remember when they re-released E.T. on DVD? They photoshopped all the guns out of the chase.
You watched 60 Minutes last night, Oscar, about Missouri?
I did.
How terrifying is that?
Mm-hmm.
My God. Oh, wow. Just a big gun thing. Mm-hmm. They love their guns in Missouri.
And then how about those guys that capped the oil well?
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
You know, you're
yeah.
like sitting, you're like, oh, God, we need more people like this in our lives.
Pretty good little 60 yeah. Minutos last night.
You know
Very
that
good.
Show, it always delivers, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It does. Mostly, right. Sometimes too depressing because it shows how people really do suck.
Yeah.
But last night, a little more inspiration than
Watch
normal.
Watch CBS good. Sunday morning after 60 Minutes because Jane Pauley will leave you feeling happy. And it's also a good program. Also
she
good.
Still manages to look stunning.
She too. Truly does. She truly mm-hmm. does. Out of scale of 1 to 10, she's a...
80 uvagintillion, 658 vagintillion.
No, let's close with this, Mike. Always nice. We all are dog owners. We all love our dogs. How do your dogs do in the car?
You know, they're not in the car that much, but when they're in there, they're fine. I think they do pretty well.
You?
Oh, sounds
he,
great.
All
He's
time.
Got a seatbelt, yeah.
Linus is not good in the car. He gets very nervous. However, none of them are quite as good as taking a road trip with this French bulldog. Say, how's your road trip?
So the road trip's going well.
The dog is incapable of smiling. That is your digital dumpster. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Well, a little Frenchie, isn't he cute? We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Don't forget, we are winding down. We'll have a date for you tomorrow,
yes.
but our
order
fruitcakes,
now.
Please. This is our fundraiser. I don't think we've hit it nearly hard enough. This is how the show makes its money during the holidays, ladies and gentlemen, ever since the old Amazon people pulled the wool out from under our feet because we stood on wool.
I always told you, Mike, don't stand on the wall.
Let me correct that. Ever since the Amazon people pulled the rug out from under us.
And pulled the wool over our eyes.
There it is for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying, happy Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
100% pure wool.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Maris Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmarishow.com.
Michael Maris, Radio Entertainment.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.